Hi, this is Scott Snibbe, host of A Skeptic's Path to Enlightenment. I've just released a new book called How to Train a Happy Mind that shares the accessible approach to Buddhism familiar to podcast listeners. The book features a foreword by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and you can order it right now anywhere you buy books. There are many live events planned from March through August in New York, California, and New Mexico that I'll be attending in person with some of the great artists, authors, and activists you've heard on the podcast, like Robert Thurman, Laurie Anderson, and Sujata Baliga. Many of these events can also be streamed online. Go to our website at skepticspath.org for more details on the book and tour.
So let's begin by sitting comfortably on a cushion or on a chair. With our back straight. But also relaxed. And bringing our awareness into our body. And bringing it down. And just noticing where your body is touching the chair or the cushion, the floor. And just feeling the sensation of being supported by the earth. Feeling stable and grounded. So just holding our attention there for some moments. And shifting our attention to the sensation of our breath at the nostrils. So noticing when we're breathing in, noticing when we're breathing out. Noticing the pause in between. or trying not to follow or get caught up in any thoughts that arise, but bringing our attention back to the sensation of the breath again and again. In a kind and firm way, and allowing the mind to settle. So today I'd like to do a meditation where we explore the inner landscape of our minds, the texture of our mind, as I bring up various situations, and just notice what's happening in the mind, noticing whether the mind is relaxed or if it's tense. Notice how we feel. So let's begin by bringing up a situation in which we got something small that we wanted. Maybe we bought some gift for ourselves. Maybe we ate a satisfying meal. Notice how that feels, or how that felt at the time. We feel relaxed, and we feel tense. Did we feel happy or satisfied? How long did we feel satisfied, if we did feel satisfied? How long did it take before we wanted something else? Or we wanted it again. Bring to mind a situation Right, where we did something small for somebody else. Maybe we cooked them a nice meal, bought them a little gift. Gave them a ride. And notice, how does that feel? Did that feel good? Do we feel tense, or did we feel relaxed? Happy or unhappy? Remember a time when we really badly wanted something. We didn't get it yet. It was in the wanting stage. Maybe we wanted a particular job. We wanted the latest smartphone. Or a big screen TV, or we wanted a kitchen remodel. Right. So remember, during the wanting phase, before we get it, and notice the fabric of the mind. Is it peaceful? Or is it agitated? Or is it spacious, relaxed? Bring to mind someone that we easily love. Maybe a simple relationship where our hearts just naturally open. Maybe it's a baby or a puppy or a kitten. Allowing our hearts to open. So this isn't a person where we have a complicated relationship. Like a partner or a parent, perhaps, but just a simple, uncomplicated love, warmth. And notice the texture of our mind. Do we feel relaxed or do we feel tense? Do we feel happy or unhappy? And then next, bring up a situation, right, without getting involved in it, without choosing the most difficult situation. But bring a situation in which we felt annoyed with somebody. Not the most annoying, but somewhat moderate level of annoyance. And just observe that without being in it. And notice if that felt peaceful or tense. Agitated or relaxed. so then finally, bring to mind a situation that we find, you know, that's in our lives that we find moderately stressful. Maybe it's a challenging situation at work or at home. Maybe a difficult situation with a family member. And just notice, right, without being in it, notice how it feels. And then while continuing to look at the same situation, then delete the me. Right, so there will still be a person sitting here, but no me. Looking at the situation without a me in it. And here, the more we're able to concentrate without distraction, the more powerful the experience will be. And see if it changes the fabric of the mind. Without the me, does it relieve any tension? Does it shift anything? Yay, and then as you're ready to slowly come out of your meditation, okay, thank you.